This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 30th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the skies are clear and bright today. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, a warm day invites locals and visitors to enjoy the outdoors. Haifa sees similar sunny spells, while Eilat basks under a slightly hotter sun. As evening approaches, expect a mild and pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, WALA reports widespread alarms in the Western Galilee just in due to concerns of UAV infiltration amidst a delicate ceasefire with Lebanon. Also, earlier today, Ynet confirms a Hezbollah strike in Shomera that set a vehicle ablaze, marking continued ceasefire violations. Also this hour, I-24 News reveals the U.S. is pushing for an international coalition in the Strait of Hormuz to counter Iran. Separately, JTA highlights an attack on a nun in Jerusalem from earlier today, sparking outcry as tensions with Christians rise. And finally, I-24 News informs us that Hezbollah has downed an Israeli drone in southern Lebanon. Reaction has been swift on social media. From X, I-24 News_EN reports just minutes ago that Hezbollah downed an Israeli drone with a surface-to-air missile in southern Lebanon. Oren Barsky, a commentator, posted just now, calling out what he terms intellectual bankruptcy and moral decay. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist, posted just now about Gaza flotilla activists appearing relaxed on an Israeli Navy ship, commenting on the irony of their situation. Let's go deeper, starting with the Western Galilee situation. WALA reports that despite the ceasefire with Lebanon, tensions remain high. Hezbollah's continuous launch of rockets and drones towards northern settlements has triggered alarms. Authorities are on high alert, with the public urged to remain vigilant. The situation underscores ongoing instability in the region. Turning to the incident in Shomera, Ynet details the early morning events where Hezbollah's actions, including an interceptor launch and multiple sirens, highlighted the fragile ceasefire. This strike comes as a reminder of the volatility at the border. Residents in northern communities continue to face uncertainty and disruption to daily life. Meanwhile, I-24 News brings us the U.S.'s strategic move in the Strait of Hormuz. The international coalition aims to curb Iranian influence in this critical maritime corridor. This initiative reflects broader geopolitical tensions and the U.S.'s commitment to ensuring regional security. The implications for energy markets and global shipping routes are significant. Moving on to Jerusalem, where JTA reports on an attack on a nun that has caused widespread condemnation. Hebrew University identified this as part of a broader pattern of hostility towards Christians. The incident has intensified calls for increased protection of religious communities. It highlights the need for dialogue and tolerance in the city's diverse religious landscape. Turning to business and markets. First, WALA Business reports that due to Ukrainian pressure and potential sanctions from President Zelensky, Haifa Port has cancelled the unloading of a Russian ship. This move signifies the complex geopolitical influence on local trade. Separately, CTEC reveals that Mekorot and NT Tau are advancing a pilot facility for fusion energy. This collaboration could revolutionize Israel's water infrastructure, marking a significant step in sustainable energy. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that despite fluctuating oil prices, market momentum remains strong. Analysts credit Intel's performance and developments in the AI sector for this positive outlook. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.